Kenya's president, Mwai Kibaki, has won a second term in the closest presidential election in the country's history. The contest was marked by allegations of rigging on both sides, and riots broke out in the capital just minutes after Kibaki was declared the winner. A missionary priest and editor of Pro Fide magazine, Kamboni father Julio Albanese, told us the country's future is in the hands of Kenya's civil society.
The African countries are countries that have been made somehow by the former colonial powers. So they are looking for a sort of national identity. And this is a great challenge for all the African politicians. There is no doubt that looking at the future, it is really necessary to change the rules of the game. In other words, it is important an involvement of the civil society. In Kenya, this is a wealth, a richness. There are a lot of associations, groups, movements. Many of these groups are of Christians, let us say, inspiration. That is to say, these are groups that, in a way or in the other, have been fostered by the Christian communities, so that the common good may be preserved. I firmly believe that the civil society in Kenya at the present moment could help the politicians to live their vocation.